AccuWeather forecast says going to be turning partly cloudy for the rest of the day. We'll have a high in the low 80s. The owner of the National Hockey League's Minnesota Wild is Racine resident Craig Leopold, who says he would do whatever he could to help Racine get a minor league hockey team for a new downtown event center, proposed with the city's efforts to land the Milwaukee Bucks Developmental League team. Leopold issuing a statement that says, "If a downtown arena is something that the Racine community wants and will support, then I commit my best efforts to bring a United States Hockey League team to the new arena." He further indicates in his statement that it would be a great fit for our hometown. Prior to owning the Wild, Leopold was majority owner of the Nashville Predators, affiliated with the Milwaukee Admirals. The USHL, by the way, has 17-member teams in the Midwest. The Tri-City Storm in Kearney, Nebraska, won the 2015-16 Clark Cup Championship. Racine Unified's new Olympia Brown Elementary School is on 5.5-mile road in Caledonia. It is now ready and waiting for next week Thursday when the students arrive to begin the new term. A dedication ceremony held yesterday. Village Administrator Tom Christensen, who gets to do another dedication next week with Gifford, said the new OB school is yet another exciting step forward in Caledonia's future.
It's all about identity and improving our image and collectively, not just the village, but the whole area. And, you know, as we look at what we need for a workforce as we move forward, training our kids, educating our kids, starting at the grade school level like this is huge.
One-time school board member Armin Clomes, who was around for the Julian Thomas Project, was smiling as he toured the new OB school, knowing it could not have been possible during his tenure.
It's just incredible to see this brand-new school, and I'm so proud of it. When I was on the school board, we built Julian Thomas, but I'm so proud to see what they're doing now under the leadership of the superintendent that it makes me really proud of being in this district.
Like the ceremony last week for the new Knapp School, the crowd for the Olympia Brown ceremony got to walk through the new building, which is replacing that aging, outdated lakeside facility. Next week, Wednesday, the dedication for the addition to Gifford to make it a K-8 campus. One incident at the Olympia Brown dedication, a woman appeared to get overcome by the heat while standing out in the sun by the main entrance. She was talking and occasionally smiling with those concerned and with Caledonia paramedics who took her to the hospital. Wisconsin's community colleges, they're making the grade nationwide. Financial site Wallet Hub has ranked Wisconsin near the top of its list of states with the best and worst community college systems. Wisconsin, 8th out of the 47 states that were studied, based on a dozen metrics. Among the individual schools, Southwest Wisconsin Technical College got listed number 11 overall. Having trouble with the Wi-Fi at home as you add more and more devices? Well, just in time for back to school, a company called Eero has something that maybe can help. This is Nate Hardison, its founder and chief technology officer.
You have one Eero unit that replaces your main router, and then additional units you place around the home, plugging them just into power, and they all work together in unison to create a seamless mesh internet network that's stable, fast, and secure.
Hardison says current one-router Wi-Fi systems are like the single powerful light bulb trying to light your entire home, which he says doesn't work. There's more about it online at Eero, that's Eero.com. And tomorrow is National Dog Day. The ASPCA has figured out just how much it costs to own one. Organization did the math, says a small dog will cost you over $1,300 in the first year. It's more than $1,800 for a big dog. It includes one-time expenses, spaying, neutering, training, things like that. After the first year, the group says that you're spending nearly $600 a year on a small dog, close to $900 for the big ones. You throw in pet sitting, teeth cleaning, and emergency vet bills, and it's a whole lot more. Earlier this morning, a whole lot of rain fell on southeast Wisconsin. Between 2 and 3 o'clock, it was a downpour at times. Did lead to some flooding issues and some power problems that We Energies had to deal with. A 29-year-old Racine man allegedly waterboarding a woman that he'd been seeing because she'd also been seeing somebody else. Michael Martinez got the woman to come to his home, where the criminal complaint says he bound her hands, took her into the bathroom, poured water onto a towel he'd placed over her face until she finally admitted being with another man. Martinez then allegedly demanded sex from the victim or he'd repeat the waterboarding. He's now jailed on felony false imprisonment and second-degree sexual assault charges, all as domestic abuse, and will be back in court next week. She wasn't at the last Burlington Common Council meeting at which the decision was made to go ahead with the pool referendum in November, but Mayor Jeannie Hefty had a pretty good reason. Reconstructive surgery on her right foot that got damaged because she had used it to compensate for an earlier procedure on her left ankle. Mayor Hefty continues to be able to work from home. She's staying in contact with department heads, City Administrator Karina Walters as well. Her limited movement, though, lately has been with a wheelchair. Veterans experiencing vision loss have rallied in Milwaukee for a convention of the Blinded Veterans Association through tomorrow. It's been 60 years since Milwaukee last hosted this group. It helps veterans with vision problems, even in cases not related to combat. This year's event being held at the Hilton Milwaukee City Center, same site as back in 1956 when it was called the Schrader Hotel. The new school year set to begin September 1st, 1 week from today in Racine Unified. 250 backpacks filled with school supplies are going to be given away between 5 and 7 o'clock today during an event hosted by MH Imaging. That's at 6800 Washington Avenue, a facility in Mount Pleasant. Those backpacks will contain pencils and notebooks and folders and other essential supplies. They'll be handed out by local officials. And Milwaukee County's Parks Department sending a notice to the maker of the Pokemon Go online game that it needs to get geocaching permits to keep having its virtual monsters in county parks. First-time jobless claims in this country are down again, and Wisconsin played a role in the report today from the U.S. Department of Labor. 261,000 Americans filed initial claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's about 1,000 fewer than the week before. Analysts expected claims to reach 265,000. Biggest increases documented from Oregon, Kentucky, Virginia, Oklahoma, and Idaho. Steepest declines in California, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Puerto Rico, and Wisconsin. Mount Pleasant's Village Board this week approving a conditional use permit for a veterinary clinic to locate in a former restaurant on Highway 20, accepting a recommendation to approve the permit without the condition that the owner said would have resulted in more cost that he had not anticipated. Dr. Ed Susmich is moving his clinic from 21st and Lathrop in Racine to the old restaurant at 6300 Washington. The issue, cross-access between the clinic's parking lot and those of neighboring businesses. Village Development Director Logan Martin told the trustees an objection to the easement for cross-access also came from property owners to the west. He noted businesses along 20 have not universally been held to the same standard for cross-access, and it would have been difficult along the corridor from Emerson Road to Sunny Slope Drive.
So in the end, to really have full connectivity in the same location across all these properties would be fairly impossible. But again, in this case, there are ways to try to work with property owners in the future to secure that connection. Again, we did do that with Dunkin' Donuts. There wasn't a cross-access in place. We worked with the property owners to make it happen.
That conditional use permit approved unanimously. Dr. Susmich operates two other clinics in Franksville and Kenosha. Federal officials and healthcare advocates are trying to downplay new Obamacare insurance rates that could raise some prices nearly 40%. But most of Wisconsin's insurers are predicting double-digit premium increases for next year. And fire caused about $5,000 damage to a garage at 1214 Illinois Street in Racine yesterday. Matches being considered as the cause. A fire department news release says children home at the time noticed smoke from the structure. They called 911, then waited safely for the crews to arrive. Flames quickly extinguished with nobody getting hurt. The owner of the National Hockey League's Minnesota Wild is Racine resident Craig Leopold. He says he would do whatever he could to help Racine get a minor league hockey team for a new downtown lakefront event center proposed with the city's efforts to land the Milwaukee Bucks developmental league team. In a statement, Leopold says that if a downtown arena is something the Racine community wants and it will support, then I commit my best efforts to bring a United States Hockey League team to the new arena. He further indicated in that statement that it would be a great fit for our hometown. Prior to owning the Wild, Leopold was majority owner of the Nashville Predators, affiliated with the Milwaukee Admirals. New study out that says Wisconsin's doing pretty good when it comes to its economic health. Governing.com studied factors such as unemployment rates, real estate prices, and personal income, and has Wisconsin 20th in the nation. Massachusetts finishing number one on the list. Alaska and West Virginia tied for last with their state's economic health. The tall ship Red Witch is a replica of a Great Lakes working schooner from the mid-19th century. It made several appearances in Kenosha over the past several months. Now its captain, Andrew Sadock, has announced overwhelming response from the public and local organizations will permanently put his ship on Kenosha's lakefront, a move from its current home in Chicago. The tall ship will be sailing from Kenosha for the rest of the season through October 9th. Then it will return for a full sailing season next spring. It's a 49-passenger ship that offers 80-minute public sailing excursions on Lake Michigan, Thursdays through Sundays. Last call at Racine's North Beach this weekend for swimming with lifeguards on duty. The school season, of course, starting up, mainly college. City Park and Rec Office indicates the end of the guarded swimming areas. That'll be on Sunday, and after that, no beaches will have lifeguards. City-sponsored lifeguards to return June of next year. Friday and Saturday, the nonprofit organization Purple Hearts Reunited will return four lost Purple Heart medals in Wisconsin, and one of them will be in Kenosha County. all of Army Chief Warrant Officer Paul Hastings' medals, including his Purple Heart, recently found in a Michigan thrift store, and they're going back to his daughter in Salem. The late William Adamski's medal, that's going to be returned to his daughter at a nursing home in Greenwood, Wisconsin. It was rescued on eBay by the foundation. Same with the late Frank Pazinski of Beaver Dam, got a wounded certificate from World War I service. It was rescued on eBay. It's going to his son. And the medal for Edward Gengler, he witnessed the flag raising on Iwo Jima when he was 23 years old. His family had his remains returned from that island for reburial in Pound, Wisconsin, his medal going to his brother in Mequon. Purple Hearts Reunited is a nonprofit foundation. It returns medals of valor to veterans or their families, honoring their sacrifice to the nation. www.purpleheartsreunited.org has more information. Wisconsin, one of the nation's most lenient states when it comes to high-risk drivers. That's according to a ranking by WalletHub.com. The Badger State, the 11th most lenient overall, and it ties for the number 5 mark for the weakest drunk driving penalties with Pennsylvania. Arizona's hardest on its high-risk drivers. South Dakota is the easiest. Just in time for the Packers to be playing games out of town for the next month, the I-41-43 interchange up in Green Bay is reopening to traffic tomorrow. Ramps have been closed since last October for a massive overhaul. It's new ramps, new bridges, and safety improvements. Packers' first home game at Lambeau Field, not until September the 25th. They're finishing the preseason at San Francisco tomorrow night, then in Kansas City September 1st. First two regular season games are on the road at Jacksonville September 11th, then a night game at Minnesota in their new stadium on the 18th. And broadcaster Michael Feldman's rebooting his old Wisconsin Public Radio What Do You Know show as a podcast in September. WPR canceled it this spring after 31 years. The Wisconsin State Journal says Feldman raised $20,000 since then. He'll record the show twice a month at a bar in Madison. Also live stream it on YouTube. He'll podcast it on iTunes and through Public Radio International. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.